to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the late night hour, late night drive time. But hey, it's at least, you know, one thing, if you ever come over to the South Asia side, you can actually get around places a lot easier when it's late night, because there's a lot less traffic. So what would usually be an hour and a half drive is cut to a convenient 30 minutes. So yes. ¿Cómo estás, muchachos? Still doesn't mean that people know which side of the road they're supposed to drive on, but that's separate. So hey, how you doing out there? How goes it in the midst of a world that is bouncing all over the place, not quite sure what it's doing, why it's doing it? The world and all that it's doing and seeking to do in trying to save its own life in this world. As Jesus said, if you try to save your life, you're going to lose it. And if you lose your life for my sake and the sake of the gospel, you're going to find it. So yes, those that seek to save their lives at this time are going to lose it. And those that lose their lives for the sake of the gospel and for the truth and to follow Christ Jesus, they're going to find it. Stay true to your convictions, my brothers and sisters. Stay true to what it is that God shows you. Because in doing that, in persevering and giving God that space to be God and that faithfulness to allow for Him to accomplish His will and plan and purpose in your life, you will see God's hand working through the circumstances. Now, you know, I tell you, as time goes on, as we continue on into this, look, the manifestations of the enemy are going to escalate. That's going to happen. But even as God allows for you to be set up, and even as, say that again, He's going to allow for you to get set up in the eyes of the world. Look, hey, Jesus was the ultimate setup. He got set up. He was betrayed by one of the 12 within. He was abused by the very system that should have been there to protect him and recognize who he was. That very system ended up betraying him and crucifying him. So, yes. So, as God even allows for you to get set up, there's purpose in it. There's reason in it. There's because if you go through that process, if you go through to the other side, you will see the victory. If you go through to the other side, you will see that clarification of why that was necessary. You know, I've thought about Acts 16, you know, a lot over the years. And, you know, God sending, you know, Paul and Silas into what would have turned out to be, by His will, an absolutely turbulent mission where they would be done physical harm, they would be thrown into a jail cell and treated quite abused, physically abused, for doing nothing more than preaching the way of salvation and doing good unto people. Now, if they would have given up or backed down for doing that which was right and true in God's sight, but what did they do? They just praised God and continued preaching the gospel. And in the midnight hour, sang praises unto Him. And what did He do? He blessed them. And He met them with His power. He shook the prison cell, opened all the doors, and nobody left because they all wanted to be where God was. So when the jailer was about to kill himself, because actually at that time, if you were a jailer, if you were a Roman soldier, if you were a jailer during that period of time, if you lost your prisoner, it was your life for his, literally. So they took their duties very seriously. They didn't mess up. And so when he thought that the prisoners had escaped, he was about to take his own life, because that was going to be the cost for him anyways. And what did Paul screamed out to him? He said, "Hey, don't do it. We're all here." And he came trembling, because you know why? The authority structure changed entirely in that situation. When the power of God is manifest, the authority structure changes. And in that process of things changing, you see God's hand. And God works out salvation for those that need Him, for those marked unto His glory. Look, that wouldn't happen for a lot of people unless we went through what we did. It wouldn't. It would not happen for a lot of people unless we were putting our arms away. Yeah, I know. It sucks, don't it? Hey, yes, I know. On one level, yes, it's not so great. But that's just on the temporal, carnal, natural level. In the realm of the spirit, big deal. God will wipe away every tear. You're not going to remember anything from this whole experience here anyways. All the pain, all the hurt, all the heartbreak, all the trauma that we've gone through, not one iota of it is going to carry with us into eternity. We are new creations in Christ Jesus. We get new bodies. We have a new eternal manifestation, a new eternal experience. And this whole life will just be a dream. You know, all the things that seem like they're so important right now won't be so important then. All the cares of this life, the worries, the riches, the pleasures of this world, all that stuff won't mean anything at that point. What's going to be the most important thing is just going to be praising and worshiping our Father, our Creator, the one that made us, the one that loves us. That's going to be what's important. And that's what we're going to live in for eternity. And God puts us through a set of experiences in part because when we go through those things, others come to Christ. Others come to Christ. Others get right with Him. Others are saved and changed and transformed because His Spirit works through us in their lives. And if you were not availed unto His purposes, if you were not available and didn't put yourself by God's will and God's desire in harm's way, it wouldn't happen. Yeah. How do you like them apples? It wouldn't happen. It would not happen if you and I were not put in harm's way by God's design. Because sometimes, you know what? Sometimes that's the only way that somebody's going to get to know. Sometimes that's the only way that it's going to happen. I tell you, you know, if you trust Him, He's going to show Himself faithful on your behalf. If you trust Him, the things that you struggle with right now, that burden can be lifted in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, the reality can change. In the twinkling of an eye, the paradigm can change. Look, things can be lost and things can be gained in a second. Your entire paradigm, your entire reality can shift in a moment. So, you know, if it were not for the Spirit of God holding this whole thing together in the first place, we'd all be out of here anyways. So relax. Realize that He holds the whole thing together. And don't worry. Be in the moment. Be in the present right now. Trust Him. And take charge. Take hold on that which is in front of you to do. You know, it's interesting. God has allowed me, personally, to go through what, on a lot of levels, was a very tough year. But the process of going through that year has been growth, has been development, and has been ultimately the salvation of souls. And in that process, God has made me of use to some of you guys out there. Yeah, I know some of you guys write in, and you're grateful for what God has been doing in this place, through these audios, through this broadcast. You know what? Hey, we praise God. We're grateful that He chooses to use us. But we know how this happens. It happens because we've been so broken and so shattered into thousands of pieces. And the only one that could put us back together, it wasn't all the king's horses and all the king's men. It was the Spirit of God that put us back together. And when He put us back together, His Spirit flew through those cracks and those crevices of our lives and enabled for His healing to flow into other people's lives through the breaking of our own. And that's what happens with you. When you make yourself available to what it is that God is doing, and you put aside your own selfish agenda, your own selfish ambition, you do all that you can to walk with Him in honesty and integrity of heart, and you let things be what they are, trusting Him, holding on. You know, sometimes you may be the only one that sees it, but, you know, He is faithful. You know, I wish sometimes that we could ensure that people didn't look to us, but they would look to God. Because I think that's probably one of my biggest concerns sometimes with this work and with this ministry, is that we don't want people to look to man. And we don't want people to look to us. We want people to look to Christ. Christ Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We want them to walk with Him in a clean, honest, deliberate relationship with Him. Period. That's it. We know that without that you won't make it. And so, you know, I mean, we could, if we did like the carnal world does, we could merchandise you, we could trick you, we could manipulate you, we could control you, but no, we know also what Scripture says, that those that preach and teach incur stricter judgment. So, you know, we want to be faithful to the charge. So ultimately what we do is we put out there what it is that God gives us, that peace. We let it be what it is. We pray God blesses you, keeps you, strengthens you, carries you on your way. And hey, if there's something that we've done to help you and assist you with the journey, hey, praise God. We're grateful for that. We're glad to be of service. So, you know, if there's something that you can do to assist and bless the children of God when and where you can, hey, go for it. Do it. Just go do it. Let it be what it is. Don't try to figure out how you're going to finance it, how you're going to keep it going. You know, don't worry about all that. Just go forward and let God undertake for you. You know, a very good principle that I was taught early on was, you know, God has no responsibility to provide you manna while you're still in Egypt. He gives you manna while you're in the desert, i.e. He gives you the miraculous provision necessary when you're in the journey and en route. You don't need it if you're still in Egypt. You don't need it if you're still in the world. You don't need it if you're still bound to the world system. And that's where you look to get your provision from, trust in. No, you don't need it then. The place that you need it is when you've stepped out with Him. that's when he will follow you. He will lead you, and his glory will follow you and be your rear guard. So, outside of that, yeah, the rest of this stuff, you know what? It doesn't matter that much. You know, the angels are unconcerned with many of the things that man wraps himself up with. With so many of the cares and the worries that people have in their lives, the angels, they don't really care that much. They really don't. The thing that they care about is, to what degree is your face turned to face your Creator? That's what they care about. They care to the degree to which you have turned your face towards the Father. If you're facing the world in the realm of spirit, that's revealed. If you're facing the Father in the realm of spirit, that's revealed. But otherwise, it's not seen, it's not known. So, in the natural realm, you and I, you know, people can fake it. They can do all kinds of things. But it's in the realm of the spirit, you're seen and known for who you are and what you are. So, that being the case, be real. Don't try to play a game, and don't play a game with God. And know that in the realm of spirit, the things that are really important, hey, essentially, you know, you're either, it's kind of like Bob Dylan saying, you got to serve somebody. You know, it may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you're still going to have to serve somebody. You know, and you make that choice. You make that choice, who you will follow. You make that choice whom you will serve. And, you know, also too, if you try to serve yourself, you're still serving the world. You're still serving the devil. Because that's another manifestation of the same. The way out of this dimension, this paradigm, this struggle, this whole thing, is to give up trying to do it yourself and to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That is the way out. That's the way forward. Without that, you're stuck trying to do it on your own. You're stuck trying to work your way through this life. You know, your best devices, your best ideas, your best intentions, but ultimately empty. Because your very best will always fail you, especially in sight of perfection. You know, you can't do it. But when God takes over, it's amazing what can be done. Absolutely amazing what can be done. So, trust, trust, trust. You know, have faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in the work that He is doing, and submit yourself to His plan and purpose. Look, forget your personal agenda. Seriously, forget that. Forget your personal agenda, your personal ambition, the whole thing that you were concocting in your own mind. Just forget it. It's not going to happen. Rather, submit yourself unto the Lord. Let Him lead and guide your path. And in that process, what He's going to end up doing is He's going to end up doing something incredible in your life. You will live the abundant life if you do that. You will. You will live the abundant life if you do that. You won't live the abundant life if you try to live it in yourself and in your own thinking. If you surrender unto God, to His plan and to His purpose, then you will live the abundant life. And the abundant life is that to which you were destined for. You were meant to live an abundant life. You were meant to live a full life. You were meant to know the truth, and for that truth to set you free. And it is to that that you and I live this day and every day in Jesus' name. So with that, hey, God bless you guys. We absolutely love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We know there's a bunch of you now that we got to get back to, that we got to write to. We have read your letters, and we really, really appreciate you guys writing to us from all over the world. It's absolutely fantastic to know that you're out there. The guys that we've read your mails, we do pray for you. And to get back to writing to everybody, it's just, you know, we want to. So, but know that we have read the communications that are there. The only exceptions are the stalkers. Like we said, they go into the spam filters. So, hey, we have to do that because we can't waste time with foolishness. So, but yes, write us. Drop us an email. Say hi. We'd love to hear from you guys. And know that, you know what, we're there with you in this journey. And God has put us on this journey for such a time as this together. So, keep on keeping on, people of God. And we'll catch up with you again sometime real soon. All right. God bless you guys. Love you. Talk to you later. Bye.